Good afternoon, friends and neighbors, ladies and gentlemen. My name is David Chudnovsky, and I'm the MLA for Vancouver Kensington. I'd like to introduce my colleague, Gregor Robertson, who's the MLA for Vancouver. And Adrian Dix, who's the MLA for Vancouver Kingsway. Our provincial ridings overlap the federal constituency of Vancouver Kingsway, the constituency that's held by Mr. Emerson. Give me a chance to talk. We heard from many, many, many of our constituents over the last number of days that they have some frustration and some anger over the current situation.
Lots of anger!
We thought it was important for us, as representatives of the people in these neighborhoods, to facilitate a discussion. And therefore, on last Wednesday, 3 days ago, we spoke and decided to organize this meeting. We've heard from the politicians and we've heard from the pundits. It's time to hear from the people.
I want to say that it is our hope, the three of us, that there will be a respectful community discussion this afternoon. People have strong feelings. We hope that there will be a respectful community discussion. The three of us see it as our role simply to have organized the meeting. We will now turn it over to chair people who have graciously agreed to organize the discussion. They'll explain the agenda, and I'd like to introduce both of them to you. Our chair is Adrian Montani, who is the former chairperson of the Vancouver School Board. Introduce Ian Mass, who's helping us today. Many of you will recognize because he was the host of the City Council show on TV for many, many years, and we thank Ian for being with us as well. At this point, the three of us will leave the stage. We leave it to you to speak your minds, and I turn it over to our chair, Adrian Montani.
Thank you, David. First, before we get going, in interest of logistics, we have a crowd of people here who don't have seats. If you have an empty chair beside you, would you raise your hand? So those of you who are seeking seats can follow a hand and fill a seat if you'd like a place to sit down. Please keep your hand up for a little while. Thank you. Also, we'll be looking early in the agenda to have some opening remarks from representatives from the invited parties who were asked to come and make some short remarks. So we're looking for a representative from the Liberal constituency, Liberal Party, and we haven't identified that person who that is yet or who's coming up. So if you are here and we're planning to speak, please come up. They're here? Pardon? He's outside. Okay, we're getting that person. The NDP person, I understand, is James Fletcher. So if James is around, if we could get you moving towards the stage as well. Arno Shortinghouse from the Green Party. There was an invitation also to the Conservative Party. I don't know if there's a rep here from the Conservative Party, but if so, could you please identify yourself. And David Emerson himself was also invited to come up to be here. So I'd like to, while we're getting ready for that, I'd also like to I'd like to kind of go through the agenda a bit with you to tell you what to expect and what we hope will happen today, and the order of events. As David said, it is most important that this be a civil discussion, respectful, and as chair, I will do my utmost to make sure that happens, and I ask your cooperation in making that happen. That means that when you hit your time limit, which I'll outline for you later, you will respect that. It also means that if I hear profanity or name-calling of a kind that's disrespectful, you'll forfeit your right to speak and we'll ask for the next speaker. So please keep it civil. Think if your children were listening, or your grandchildren, or somebody you want to be a role model for were listening to what you were saying. Please keep that in mind as you're speaking. This is not an election rally. It's a multiple party or a non-partisan event. And therefore, we're also asking speakers who come to the floor to speak, or to the mic to speak, to speak to the issue that we've gathered around today, that the meeting was called for, and that's David Emerson's crossing the floor to join the Conservative Party after the election. We're not looking for campaign speeches for particular parties and that kind of thing, so I'll ask you to keep to that agenda. Just to, in case there's some questions about the organizing of this, there was no public money spent on the organizing of this. A private donation has paid for the rental of the space. It's approximately $800. The cost, so if there will be some people passing buckets around later on, if you'd like to contribute to relieve the individual who's paid for this and chip in, we'd welcome that. So the agenda will look like this. I'm sorry for getting started late. We were trying to wait for the sound system. There will be 5 minutes each given to the people up here from each of the parties who will join me shortly to speak. And I will be strict about that 5 minutes and we'll stick to that. There will be, then we'll basically open it up to speakers from the floor. We had originally decided to have two mics, one for Vancouver Kingsway constituents. To privilege their speech, we would give them two for everyone. The other lineup would be for those who are not from the riding. And we'll still try and stick to that, so we'll be asking you to try to identify yourself as either a constituent of Vancouver Kingsway riding or not. And we'll take two from the riding and then let other people speak. So hopefully that's fair. We will, after we've had about 15 or 20 minutes of speakers from the floor, stop and recognize any MPs in the audience, and they will have the same 2 minutes that people from the audience will have a chance to speak to. I know Libby Davies is here now. Libby's there in the front row. Chance to speak, and if any other MP joins us between now and when that occurs, they will also be given a chance to speak. So again, just a reminder about the respectfulness, and the other thing is that we don't have, the organizers of this, don't have a plan that we're prepared to present to you. I've just been asked to moderate, and as David said in his introductory remarks, this is a facilitated chance for you to speak. So if you come up with ideas, we will be trying to capture them. We're not keeping minutes of the meeting, but we will try to summarize at the end of the meeting what we heard and reflect that back through a bit, and particularly focusing on a summary of action steps and proposals that people have made. So if you come up and make a proposal of something you think should happen, come prepared to be part of that action, to participate in it, and or to take responsibility for it. I don't want you to think it's, oh yeah, and you guys up there will make it happen, because that's not the way it's organized. So we hope you come with that expectation. I think that outlines the rules. Are there any questions about, well, you'll be given 2 minutes to speak, and that, again, will be very strict, and I've described the order. Yes, Donna. I think if you speak from the floor, you can get in the lineup. We are starting a bit late, and I'm reluctant to get too many people up here to take the 5 minutes. We want as many people to get their 2 minutes from the floor. So I will stop now and invite James Fletcher and whoever is here from the Liberal Party. Okay, the Liberal Party representatives are here. They're choosing to observe rather than to take advantage of an opening speaking engagement. So I will give it to James Fletcher, and then we'll have Arna. So 5 minutes.
Hi, my name is James Fletcher, and I'm the president of the Vancouver Kingsway NDP. Thanks to everyone here for coming out. It's great to see. Because really, what this is about is democracy. If we don't fight to have the wishes of the people of Vancouver Kingsway respected at this time, we will lose that right in the future. Right. Make no mistake about it. It would be easy for me to give a partisan speech about the NDP and politics, and you heard enough of that in the last election, so I'm not going to do that. I'm simply going to say that the people of Vancouver Kingsway overwhelmingly did not want to have a Conservative MP. Of you chose Conservative in the last election, and that was pretty clear as well. But it's not just about Mr. Emerson and his disgraceful decision to sell out the people of Vancouver Kingsway. It's also about the system that allowed this to happen. And the position that Jack Layton and the NDP have taken is that this should be illegal. If an MP chooses to cross the floor and join another party, we're saying he should first resign and run in a by-election and give the people in his riding a chance to say, do they still want to support this person for Parliament? That was the position that the party put forward before the last election. One of our MPs, Peter Stauffer, put forward a private member's bill, which was voted on in the last parliament. Most of the Conservatives, interestingly, voted in favor of it. They're silent now. And most of the Liberals voted against it. And so you can make your own conclusions about where they stand on this issue. The NDP has unequivocally stood in favor of this. We believe that this should be illegal, and we believe that there should be a by-election, and David Emerson should resign, and that this sort of behavior tarnishes all of politics, should not be tolerated. David Emerson should resign, and this sort of thing should never happen again.
Next speaker is from the Green Party, is Arnold Shorthausen. Arnold.
Thank you. The day that David Emerson crossed to the Conservatives was a dark day for Canadian democracy. I am very happy to see so many people here who are standing up for our democracy. Mr. Harper talks about accountable government, but then he bribes Mr. Emerson with a cabinet position to cross to the Conservative Party. And he appoints Mr. Fortier, who is not even elected, to cabinet. Both of these moves are at best immoral and at worst illegal. We desperately need more accountability in government.
Yes.
We must force Harper to reverse the appointments of Mr. Emerson and force a by-election in Vancouver Kingsway. I urge the opposition parties to introduce legislation at the first possible opportunity to make government more accountable and also to introduce a system of proportional representation. Today we have an opportunity to say in a strong voice that we are fed up with Harper's affront to our democracy. We must demand accountability. We must demand that David Emerson resign. Thank you.
My name is Alicia Barzalo, by the Kingsway constituency. I'd like to request that all candidates who ran in the past federal election be allowed to speak. And there's Tom Peterson from the microphone. So,
besides Donna, are there any other candidates here? Kendall. And Ian here. I would suggest that the we're going to stick with the rules. And then we're going to keep our local speech until I'm ready to speak. And certainly, if you're from a constituency, you get privilege over others in the room because we'll be taking two from the constituency. I know it was a saw off in principle, but I think I'll move on for now. Are those not my slides?
Yes.
There's one, are there
two?
Yes. Okay, so that will be in. Okay, so this mic over here will be for constituents from Vancouver Kingsway, and this mic over here.
Oh, it's
got the other way around.
The other way, ma'am.
All right. Okay, good. Constituents, non-constituents, we'll take 2-1, and the mics are now open, and you will be given 2 minutes. And again, reminder about respectful. Also, a respect for the speaker speaking. Please, whether you agree or don't, they only have 2 minutes. I think they'll realize how quickly 2 minutes goes by. They want to say their piece, so please try not to vocalize too much while they're speaking to let them finish. Thanks. So we'll hear more people that way.
My name is Patrick Britton. I'm a resident of the riding. I voted for David Emerson, and I'm happy with the development in view of the fact that it's a minority conservative government, that Kingsway, our riding, has a cabinet minister who will deal with the issue of softwood lumber and also our pine beetle wood circumstance, which we should all be buying and using in all our renovations of the constituency. David Emerson, I understand that other people of other political persuasions, like liberal, would not understand the access to power that David Emerson has made possible for this constituency. So that we can actually change.
Please, can I have respect in the room?
So we can actually do something on the national and international scene in which we've so disgracefully conducted ourselves from our smug circumstance of affluence and neglect of simple human decency, and we're permitted to flourish a materialistic
30 seconds.
Bastardization of the potential of human life.
30 seconds.
On the planet, now, I don't expect that.
Please let him speak. He has 15 seconds more.
I ran for the New Garden Party in Vancouver because I think that...
Okay, you're done? Thank you very much for speaking.
Thank you.
Just 2 minutes.